listeners, and welcome to episode 78 of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast with me, your host, Olu Oke. Back again with another episode for your viewing and listening pleasure, guys. And more importantly, international football is back on the agenda. So I'm going to be going through the Nigeria squad that was caught up for the friendly games against Ghana and Mali, taking place on Friday, March 22nd, and on Monday, March 25th, no, Tuesday, March 26th, against Mali. So we're going to be getting into that and just talking about a few things around the Nigeria squad, or what we can expect with the limited information we have, and then I'll just be doing a quick roundup on how our players got on in their respective fixtures for their club sides over the past 7 days. Without any further ado, let's get into it. So, the Super Eagles have called up 26 players to the national squad for the friendlies against Ghana and Mali. First of all, it's a shame because really and truly we should be playing Argentina and China. But if you remember, first of all, Inter Miami did not... Messi did not play for Inter Miami in a game in China. So the game between Nigeria and Argentina, which was scheduled to be in China, was then cancelled because, you know, the Chinese government, they don't play, man. They were like, man, you got to keep the step in, man. Disrespected us. So what then happened? The Argentina FA and Nigeria FA said, no problem. We know it's made, the Argentina FA said, we'll move the game to LA. Messi's over there. We can generate sales and people would pay. So they moved the game to LA, only for us to hear a few days later that the friendly has been cancelled because of visa issues. Now, guys, I'm 31 years old. A lot of us are old. This is not your first rodeo. Super Eagles players would have gotten visas to play this game. If NPFL players could have gotten their visas to go and play that Mexico game that they lost 4-0 a few years ago, they would have gotten these visas. So I heard from the grapevine that it's because of NFF officials. So anyway, the friendly was cancelled. Argentina secured a replacement, and now we are going to play our biggest rivals and friendly neighbors, you know, Ghana, on Friday. The game will be played in Morocco. The game's on at 3 p.m. in the UK time, so 4 p.m. Nigeria time. So I'm really looking forward to it. As always, you know me, I'm always happy to watch Nigeria play. So I want to see what the continuity could look like with the national team following our second place finish at AFCON. To be fair, there's a lot of things to talk about. We don't have a permanent coach. Finidi George, Super Eagles legend. I hope everyone knows who he is. I really don't think we do a good job of covering our superheroes. Finidi George, legend. He was announced as the interim coach yesterday or on Monday. Today's Wednesday, 20th of March. On Monday or Tuesday, he was announced as interim coach. How can you announce an interim coach 4 days before the game? These are FIFA mandated friendlies, for Christ's sake. Excuse my French. These things count. Nigeria, we just moved up to 28th in the world ranking. We can't afford to lose these games. I don't mind experimenting, but we cannot lose. So tell me how it makes any sense that the squad list was released and then we heard about the manager who's going to be in charge for the games literally like days after. I mean, only Nigeria. There's no press conference to announce the interim coach. There's no press conference for the interim coach to tell us about his plans and his ideas and talk about squad selection. In true Nigeria, we just have to make do with what we're given. So anyway, despite all my ranting, I'm still happy to watch the national team and looking forward to the games. So, anyway, squad list. Goalkeeper, Stanley Nwabali, Francis Zoho, Olorunleke Ojo. Defenders, Kevin Bassey, Jamilu Collins, Bruno Onyemachi, Shemi Ajayi, Kenneth Omero, Chidozie Awaziem, Gabriel Osho, Bright Osai Samuel, Tarane Buehi, and Benjamin Tianimu. I'm not going to lie, I had no clue who Benjamin Tianimu was. I'll speak on him a little bit, but I know he's playing the NPFL, so shout out to him. Even though we'll get into discussions about if he deserves to be selected. Midfielders, no surprises there. Alex Iwobi, Franco Yeka, Alassane Youssouf, Rafael Onyedika, and Wilfred Ndidi also makes a return after missing the AFCON due to injury. So, no surprises there. Wingers, we got Moses Simon, Ademola Lookman, the two starters as usual, Nathan Teller, and Fisayo Dele-Bashiru. So, no Samuel Chukwueze, which I'll be getting into. And then strikers, we've got Sadiq Umar, Victor Osimhen, Kelechi Iheanacho, Taiwo Awoniyi, and Cyril Dessers. Now, one thing to note is four players have subsequently pulled out of the squad since the squad announcement last week due to injury. Victor Osimhen, no surprise, he was struggling. He did not play their game over the weekend against Inter. Gabriel Osho, he got injured playing for Luton, which I'll get into when I do the club reviews. And he had to pull out of the squad, which is particularly sad because it was his first call-up. And, you know, for you to go from the Championship to being called up by the Super Eagles of Nigeria in the space of literally less than a year is really, really impressive to see. And I was very happy for him, but his time will come. Taren Ebuehi also pulled out due to injury. He got injured over the weekend playing for Empoli. And Taiwo Awoniyi, oh, I'm so sad for him, but he is always getting injured. Taiwo Awoniyi got injured again, so he's out. So yeah, that's Nigeria squad. Key talking points. I mean, where do I begin, guys? Where do I begin? First thing I'll say, goalkeepers, no surprise seeing Stanley Nwabali. He's Nigeria's starting goalkeeper. You know, probably the second or first best goalkeeper at the AFCON. No surprises there. You know, we're all happy for him. No problems there. So, Stanley Nwabali deserves to be called up. We'll never ever debate that. They also called up Francis Zoho and Olorunleke Ojo. So, I guess they said continuity from AFCON. Now, somebody will have to explain to me, yeah, how a player who has started, can we say, 11 successive games in Serie A. 11 successive games in Serie A in Italy for Udinese. Yeah? And has been playing very well and really, really showing himself to be a very good goalkeeper. Maduka Okoye has not been called up by the Nigerian national team. Somebody explain that one to me, because a few weeks ago he gave an interview saying he's ready to come back to the national team. So someone needs to explain that one to me. I do not understand it. Defenders, I don't really have too many worries. Left back, Zaidu Sanusi is out injured, so we have Collins Onyemachi. I don't mind. Kevin Bassey can also play left back or left wing back. Well, we know that we have a new interim manager, so we don't know if we're going to continue playing 3-4-3. And especially, I guess, when you're experimenting or playing friendly games, I'd like to see us try something a bit more attacking. So maybe Kevin Bassey has been called up to start a centre-back. Whatever happens, Bassey's going to start anyway. So Bassey, Ajayi, Omero, Awaziem, I guess they were trying to keep the continuity from AFCON. The only AFCON centre-back not called up was Triste Kong because he's out for the season due to injury. Excuse me. And then right backs, Bright Osai Samuel, superstar. I'll also touch into something that happened to Bright Osai Samuel over the weekend. Taren Ebuehi initially called up, you know, but Taren Ebuehi pulled out due to injury. I don't mind. Ola Aina is injured as well. So with right backs, to be honest, I don't have too much to complain about. Like, it'll be interesting to see, like, Benjamin Tanimu, because I don't know anything about him. You know, I know he plays in Tanzania at the moment for, I need to remember the name of the team. What is the name of this? I can't remember. I need to check. Ihefu Sports Club. Yeah, in Tanzania. Ihefu Sports Club in Tanzania. Yes, a player playing in the Tanzania League. He's playing Bendel Insurance. He only made the move to Tanzania in February. So maybe it's a case of Finidi George has watched him and he thinks, let me give him a chance. He's 21 years old, which is good to see, at least giving a youngster a chance. I mean, looking at transfer market, it says he's primarily a centre-back. So that's one to monitor and to see in terms of where he plays. But he's been drafted into the Nigeria team, so let's see what he could do. So in terms of players, I don't really have any problems with that at right back, because to be fair, beyond those two, it's not exactly like we're doing fantastically well for depth at right back. You know, we don't have, I mean, when you have Aina Osai, Samalan, Ibue, you're doing fine. You already have three very, very good right backs. But when Tua injured, you know, it begins to look a bit spooky. But Osai Samuel should start come the friendly game. Midfield, no problems there. It's good seeing Didi back. You know, he's one of the leaders of the team. I'm sure he would not have felt very good missing AFCON, but, you know, it is what it is. Wingers, Simon and Lookman, I have no problems. I actually want to thank the Lord because Ahmed Musa was not called up for this squad. I have nothing against Ahmed Musa, but he does not deserve to be in the squad. And we also know that right now he's a free agent with no club, you know. But they'll tell me he's the Super Eagles captain. But yeah, anyway. Nathan Teller is in the squad. Good to see. He's about to win the Bundesliga alongside Victor Boniface, who's injured. So I like the fact that he's being given an opportunity. You know, he's young. He's only got, I think he's got a single cap to his name. Oh, I don't even think he got the cap when he came. Yeah, he's got one cap. He made the cap when he initially played for us last year against, I think it was Zimbabwe. But yeah, he's got 6 goals in total this season for Leverkusen. 5 in the league and 1 in Europe. So I'm really excited to see Teller get some minutes for Nigeria. And then we also have Fisayo Delebashiru, who's been playing really well for Hatayspor in the Turkish league. He also got himself back on the score sheet over, was it this weekend or the week before? But he's got 5 goals and 5 assists, so 10 goal contributions from 28 games for a team that's not exactly the best team in Turkey, you know. So it must be said. So, you know, he keeps doing really, really well. And yeah, it was literally this weekend he got himself a goal and an assist. So I'm looking forward to see what Fisayo Delebashiru can do. I do not understand why Samuel Chukwueze was not called up. You know, if there's some players with limited minutes who I'm seeing in this squad. Jamelu Collins has not necessarily been playing that often for Cardiff recently. Semi Ajayi has been on the bench. Yes, he started in AFCON, you know, and stand certain criteria. Awaziem's not been starting that often for Boavista, you know. So for Chukwueze not to be in this squad, I think that's a bit of a slap in the face, to be honest. Yes, he wasn't playing as many minutes for AC Milan, but he actually scored his first Serie A goal this weekend. So I don't know what was happening with that one. But anyway, Chukwueze is not in the squad. And then forwards, we know Simes out injured, but we got Sadi Kuma. Cyril Dezas gets a chance. We know Boniface is injured, so no real surprises there. Taiwo Awoniyi is also put out of the squad. So I'm expecting Sadi Kuma to start this friendly, to be fair. But maybe we'll see Dezas start. So that should be quite intriguing. I hope the Finidi George plays a 4-3-3. You know, play a more expansive formation. I don't want to see 3 centre-backs in the game against Ghana when he's experimenting. One thing to mention is the game is important for our rankings. So I hope we do not take it for granted and we actually put our best foot forward in this game. And it's against Ghana, so friendly or no friendly, it's an important game. Other things to note, I've heard rumours about some managers who are in contention to become Super Eagles manager on a more permanent basis. There's a guy called Tony Conceição. He was Cameroon's manager when Cameroon hosted AFCON in 2022, finishing 3rd. I think they lost in the semi-final to Egypt on penalties, if I remember correctly. But yeah, apparently he's got a decent record, but let's see. Apparently they want a foreign manager. So as long as the person's qualified and he's got like pro license, that's all that matters to me. I just want to see this team play to its potential. So starting next side, I'd love to see based on the players available. It's a friendly game, I must say, but I would like to see Nwabali continue as goalkeeper. I would like to see Onyemachi get a chance. He's played well every time I've watched him, and he really got very limited minutes at AFCON. So let's see Onyemachi start the game. I would go with the centre-back pairing of Bassi and Kenneth Omero. I want to see Omero start. Semi Ajayi probably will start, but I want to see someone else who's better on the ball start the game. So let's see what happens there. And Brighton Osayi Samuel will definitely start at right back. In the middle of the park, if we go with 3 midfielders, I would like to see Ndidi and Onyeka play in the pivot. So Ndidi can sit, Onyeka can play as box-to-box. And finally, we can see it will be freed from the shackles of Jose Pesero Ball, where he's playing in the middle of the park. Let Iwobi move slightly up the pitch. We've seen how creative he's been for Fulham. We've seen how well he's been playing since AFCON. Like, that's a mentality monster, man. Even when people try to make it seem like Wobi's, like, soft, Wobi, that guy, his brain is working very well, man. So I like to see Wobi given a chance to play slightly further forward. Actually, I take that back. I don't take that part back. But rather than seeing Ndidi and Onyeka play, who are regulars, I want to see Onyedika start the game. Yes. Play Rafael Onyedika. Give him a chance. Let's see Onyedika play. So I'll play Onyedika, Frank Onyeka, and Alex Iwobi. And then wingers, I want to see Tela get his start. I think one of Lookman or Simon will start just for the sake of team continuity. Probably Moses Simon, and he'll probably be the captain on the day. Although it might be Omero. And then forwards, I think Sadio Mané will get the nod. But because it's a friendly game and you're permitted 6 or 7 subs, I expect to see a lot of substitutions during the game. So yeah, that's it for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. What are my predictions? I'm not even going to talk about Ghana, man. It's a friendly game, guys. Prediction, we have no idea how Nigeria's going to play, man. Like, this is the first time without... We've been free from the shackles of Pissarro Ball. We thank him for what he did at AFCON. But let me just say 1-0 to Nigeria. Yeah, 1-0 to Nigeria. And I hope one of the players that's yet to score for Nigeria scores. So I'm going with Fisayo Delebashiru. Yeah, Fisayo Delebashiru, 1-0 Nigeria. So yeah, that's it for the Super Eagles of Nigeria. And then just to round up the podcast, I just want to touch on how our Nigerian players got on in Europe over the past 7 days of football in their respective club sides, starting with the Premier League as usual. I have to start with Nottingham Forest. They got deducted 4 points on Monday due to breaching PSR rules in the Premier League. So they are now in the relegation zone with Gabriel Osho's Luton Town going out of the relegation zone. So, Tyrone Wayne has his work cut out. He's injured at the moment, but hopefully he'll be fit after the international break to help with the running. Both him and I know were not in the squad that played Luton on Saturday. The game ended 1-1. We had Nuno Espirito Santo said Awoni suffered a knock before the game. So we'll see if he's back to play the games after the international break. Fulham, they're currently still in 12th place. Alex Iwobi played 82 minutes and Calvin Bassey played the whole 90 minutes in their 3-0 win against Tottenham. They looked really, really good. Alex Iwobi played his heart out. I'm telling you, Alex, I think he had 6 or 7 chances created. Anyway, he played really well and Fulham destroyed Tottenham, which is always a happy moment for me as an Arsenal fan. Frank Onyeka was in action for Brentford. They were playing in the FA Cup. I mean, no, they were not in the FA Cup. What am I saying? Sorry. They played against Burnley in the Premier League and they lost 2-1 on Saturday. But it's good to see Frank Onyeka starting against Brentford. That's the most important thing for me because we know that he wasn't starting pre-AFCON. But, you know, Thomas Frank has seen the light after watching Frank the Tank at AFCON. And then Gabriel Osho, he took a knock in the game against Crystal Palace in the previous week. He did not play against Bournemouth either or against Nottingham Forest. So hopefully we hope he's back after the international break. I mean, we wish Gabriel Osho a speedy recovery. So literally, Nigerian players were involved in 3 of the 4 Premier League games that took place this weekend. The only other game that took place was West Ham against Aston Villa, which ended 1-1. And in the FA Cup, we saw Coventry City score 2 goals in stoppage time to beat Wolves 3-2. Away, very, very impressive result. Haji Wright with the great finish. I encourage everyone to watch the replays if you haven't seen it. Man City goal, boring 2-0 win over Newcastle. Bernardo Silva with the brace. Deflections in both goals, but Man City were the better team. Chelsea and Leicester, Chelsea won 4-2. Very, very, very good game. Good to see Noni Madueke and Kani Chukwuemeka scoring the winning goals for Chelsea. Who knows if one or the other will end up playing for Nigeria in the future. So let's see. And then in an absolute amazing game, like a classic, Manchester United came from behind to beat Liverpool 4-3 in the FA Cup quarterfinal. This game had everything, man. Like Man United, like, I even need to remember how it went. Like, I remember Mo Salah scoring. Like, Scott McTominay made it 1-0. Then Alex McAllister scored to make it 1-1. Then Mo Salah scored straight after, 2-1 to Liverpool. Then Anthony scored in the 87th minute with his right foot on Van Dijk's head top. And then it went to extra time and then Harvey Elliott puts Liverpool up 3-2. Then Marcus Rashford scores an equaliser in the 112th minute. Mind you, Marcus Rashford missed a sitter in the last minute of normal time. And then in the last minute of the game, Amad Diallo, literally on the break after Harvey Elliott mistake. Garnacho took the ball down. Great run from Garnacho. Man, Garnacho's energy. Man, and then he passed the ball to Amad Diallo, who put the ball into the back of the net and subsequently got himself sent off because he took his shirt off, but nobody cared, to be fair. Great result for Man United. So, yeah, in the semi-final, we will see Man United play Coventry and we will see Chelsea face Manchester City. So, yeah, that's it for the Premier League and the FA Cup. And moving on to the Championship, we know the Leicester lads were involved against Chelsea in the Prem. I mean, in the FA Cup, with Fred Ndidi started the game and Iheanacho was on the bench. They lost 4-2. Joribo Southampton were not in action this weekend. Shemi Ajayi was benched for West Brom's 2-0 win against Bristol over the weekend. Hopefully, Shemi Ajayi could... I don't know what he's done to this manager, man, but I hope he can get back to his good books by God's grace, you know. And then Watford, Emmanuel Dennis played, started the game and scored the winning goal for Watford as they beat Birmingham 1-0 on Saturday. Tom Dilibashu also played all 90 minutes in this one. And then Jamilu Collins was on the bench for Cardiff as they lost 2-0 against Swansea. Moving on to Serie A, Victor Osimhen played 90 minutes last week in Napoli's 3-1 loss against Barcelona on Tuesday. To be fair, it wasn't his best performance. He missed one-on-one as well. And then he got injured because he was benched in their 1-1 draw against Inter Milan on Sunday. Francesco Calzona said it was a precautionary measure based on old injury. But we know that he's also withdrawn from the Nigeria squad. So hopefully he gets fit to help Napoli in their run-in. As they tried to rescue a place in the Champions League for next season. Because it's likely that Italy will have at least 5 spots next year based on how they're performing in Europe this year. Moving on to AC Milan and Samuel Chukwueze. He was in action over the weekend. He played 16 minutes, came on as a sub, and finally scored his first Serie A goal for AC Milan. Such a great goal as well. You know, AC Milan had a corner. They crossed the ball. The Verona defender headed the ball away. And literally, one-time volley, Chukwueze straight into the back of the net. So really, really good to see. Like I said, I have no idea why it's not in the national team. But anyway, well done, Chukwueze, for scoring your first Serie A goal. Moving on to Lookman. Lookman was in action last week, Thursday, in the Europa League. He played 85 minutes and scored a goal as Atalanta beat Sporting 2-1. And then this weekend, Atalanta's game got postponed. I don't remember the exact reason, but unfortunately for him. Maduka Okoye Udinese played yet again as usual, you know, made 3 saves while Isaac Success played 14 minutes as they lost 2-0 to Torino on Saturday. One thing to note though, Okoye was also named Udinese's Player of the Month for February. So congratulations to Maduka Okoye and Mia Deo back, man. I don't know why you're not in the team, man. It's really pissing me off. Moving on to Sarone Boye, he played 24 minutes before he came off injured in Napoli's 1-0 loss to Bologna on Friday. And as we know, he will miss the international break games with the Super Eagles. David Carrick's Torino, he played 67 minutes as they beat Udinese 2-0. He did not score against Okoye, but at least it's good to see Torino winning the game. And then finally, in Italy, Simino Anguo played 37 minutes while Chibukem Ikwemesi was benched in Salernitana's 1-0 loss to Lecce on Saturday. Moving on to the Bundesliga, we know Boniface is still injured, but Nathan Teller was benched in Leverkusen's 3-2 win against Karabag in the Europa League on Thursday. And then over the weekend, he played 7 minutes in their 3-2 win over Freiburg on Sunday. The good news is we've also heard that Victor Boniface is almost back to full training and he could be back in action after the international break. So hopefully we'll see Boniface back in action. Kevin Akpoguma was in action again for Hoffenheim. He played 45 minutes in their 3-0 loss to Stuttgart. They really, really got battered in this one, it must be said. But I still don't know why Akpoguma is not in the national team. But, you know, that's a story for another day. And then in La Liga, Omar Sadiq was benched in Real Sociedad's 2-0 win over Cadiz on Friday. Moving on to France, Terrence Murphy was backing on the goals. Initially over on Wednesday last week, he played in Nice's 3-1 loss to PSG in the Coupe de France quarterfinal. But over the weekend, he scored 2 goals as Nice beat Lens 3-1 on Saturday. So good to see Terrence Murphy back in on the goals. I would have liked him to see him. I would have liked to see him in the squad, especially if Since Awoni and Osimhen withdrew from the squad, they didn't call up any replacements, as far as I'm aware. But it'd be good to see Murphy called up in place, because now he's getting his confidence back slightly, and hopefully he can continue that for the rest of the season. Moses Simon was in action for Nantes. He played 90 minutes as they lost 3-1 to Strasbourg on Saturday. So not the best performance for the Super Eagles winger. And then moving on to Lyon, Gift Urban played 45 minutes as Lyon beat Toulouse 3-2 on Friday. He's still yet to hit top form for his new club, but hopefully we'll see him settle in better sooner rather than later. Ako Adams was in action for Montpellier. He played 31 minutes, came off the bench as they got battered 6-2 by PSG. We know Mbappe scored a hat-trick in this game. I mean, it must be said, he's probably the best player in the world right now, but I'll let everybody debate that one in the comments. And then finally, in League One, Innocent Bonke still has a thigh injury, so he did not play as Lorient drew 2-2 against Monaco. Moving on to the Portuguese League, we know that Sanusi is still out injured for the rest of the season, but Onyemachi and Chidozie Awuzie both played 90 minutes in Boavista's 6-1 loss on Sunday. So it's safe to say Victor Gyokeres really dealt with both of them, man. I should probably go and watch the highlights of that, because that's not nice. And then finally, Kelechi Nwankwo played 11 minutes for Chaves in their 2-1 loss to Vitória Guimarães on Sunday. Moving on to Belgium, and the regular season in Belgium concluded on Sunday. They have a format where after their so-called regular season, they then divide the league into like the championship round between the top four teams and like the European places round before the teams are fifth to eighth. So we saw Rafael Onyedika in action over the weekend. He initially played in the Conference League in Club Brugge 3-0 win over Molde, and then he played 90 minutes and got an assist in their 2-1 loss to St. Truiden on Sunday. Meanwhile, Alassane Youssouf and Chidera Djuké both played. I both started the game in Royal Antwerp's 1-1 draw with Union Saint-Gilloise on Sunday. Moving on to Genk, and we saw Tolu Arokodare play 90 minutes in Genk's 1-1 draw against Westerlo on Sunday, while Yirasor did not feature. And then finally in Belgium, we saw Jordan Todariga play 74 minutes in Ghent's 5-0 win over Sporting Charleroi. He's another player that I've liked to have seen given an opportunity with the national team since he declared. I think he's got 2 caps, but he's not really been given an opportunity yet. So let's see if that will come in the future. But it's hard to see over the next few games, because after these friendly games, we've got the World Cup qualifiers in June, and that one is serious business, as you all know. And then in Turkey, we saw Bright Osayi Samuel play 90 minutes in the Conference League on Thursday as Fenerbahce lost 1-0 to Union Saint-Gilloise, but he still qualified on aggregate. And then on Sunday, he played 90 minutes in a 3-2 win against Trabzonspor. One thing that happened though is Fenerbahce players were attacked by Trabzonspor supporters, because Trabzonspor supporters were angry that they lost. And then next thing you know, there was even a supporter like confronting Bright Osayi Samuel on the pitch. But Bright Osayi Samuel, he didn't back down, and honestly, it looked like he knocked the shit out of this guy, I'm telling you, man. So shout out to Bright Osayi Samuel. We know that he's now with the national team. So kudos to him and also his team. We've got one hell of a race for the title in Turkey, by the way. Fenerbahce and Galatasaray have like 84 and 85 points each. Like second and third, the gap between Fenerbahce and second and Trabzonspor in third is 30 points. So literally, it's Fenerbahce and Galatasaray fighting right till the end. Like, both of them are putting up monumental seasons. Check it. I think Galatasaray have won all their games except 4. And Fenerbahce have won all their games this season except 5. They've both lost 1 each and drawn the rest. And there's going to be a showdown between Galatasaray and Fenerbahce between now and the end of the season. So watch out for that one. I'll definitely be bringing you guys up to speed on that when that comes around. And then Visaya Delibashiru called up back to the national team. He played 34 minutes, scored a goal and assisted in Hatayspor's 3-0 win over Samson Spurs. So he even did that in just 34 minutes. So shout out to him. And then Kenneth Demero played 90 minutes and got a yellow card in Kashikbasha's 4-3 loss to Galatasaray. Moving on to the Scottish League, we saw Cyril Desers play 77 minutes as Rangers bowed out of the Europa League against Benfica home on Thursday. Really, really unfortunate for them. And then their game over the weekend got postponed, so he was not in action. And then in the South African League, we saw Stanley Nwabali in action in Chippa United's 2-1 win over FC Ravens in the Nedbank Cup. And also, Olisa Ndah was in action in the Nedbank Cup for Orlando Pirates. I mean, he was not in action, sorry. He did not feature, but Orlando Pirates won 4-0. And then finally, in the Czech Republic, we saw Igor Ugbo play 90 minutes in the 3-1 loss to AC Milan in Europa League last week, while Mamet Tajani was benched. And then both of them were both benched over the weekend in their 3-0 win over Slovan Liberec. I'd like to see Ugbo get a chance, but I've literally said I'd like to see like three centre-backs get a chance in the national team. But I think we have a few options that we can test out until we get someone like Adair Bayo to come. But to be honest, I'm tired of even thinking about that guy, to be honest. If you don't live in Nigeria now, like, Bassey and Iwobi have just come from AFCON. They finished second. Yes, we know what happened to Iwobi, but they're still going back. So, anyway, let's see what happens with that one. And then, that's it in terms of all the club football involving Nigerian players. There was also Rafiu Durosimi, but he's injured at the moment, but he's returning soon. Star Boy of the Week, I mean, Fisayede Bashiru gets a shout out with one goal and one assist for Hatayaspor in their 3-0 win over Samsunspor on Sunday. But I have to give it to my boy Terry Murphy, getting back in on the goals. Two goals for Nice, you know, in 82 minutes. 3-1 win over Lens. Very, very good opponent as well. Lens were in the Champions League this season. So good to see Terry Murphy back in action, and he's my star boy of the week. So literally, words to watch. I mean, Super Eagles games. So as I said, Nigeria versus Ghana on Friday, 4 p.m. kickoff in Nigeria. And then on Tuesday, we play against Mali. Both of these games are being played in Morocco. I don't really have information on where they could be watched. You know, we'll always find our sources, as we always do. But that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for bearing with me. Good to, you know, round up the football from all our players. But ultimately, it's always exciting to watch Nigeria play football again. So looking forward to it. And I'll be bringing an episode next week where we'll talk about both games and how Nigeria performed in them. Until then, peace out and take care.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles, and Nigeria know they ever carry last.